Hey guys, Barney here. I just want to take a quick moment to talk about the program that brings the Big Top to life, Zencastr. I use Zencastr for all my recordings, and since taking over the Big Top fully, I have actually tried other systems, but I ended up sticking with Zencastr. It's so easy to use. You don't have to download anything. Just log in using your browser and start recording a high-quality podcast right away. It records studio-quality sound and up to 4K video with guests, along with a full suite of professional tools that let you produce and publish all from one dashboard. Being a creator has genuinely never been easier. And I love that I can send a simple link to my guests and we can record over a video call wherever they are in the world. Also, if you're like me and cannot stand the sound of your voice, Zencastr's built-in post-production process makes such a difference. It automatically removes ums and ahs, awkward pauses, reduces background noise, and makes me sound so much better. Plus, the Hobbyist and Creator Plus accounts are always free to use, and their professional accounts are free to try for 14 days, no credit card required. Go to Zencastr.com/pricing and use my code BIGTOP, and you'll get 30% off your first month of any Zencastr paid plan. I want you to have the same easy experience as I do for all my podcasting and content needs. It's time to share your story. We both love soup. And welcome to The Big Top. I am your host, Barney, and today I am joined by Noah Gold, also known as NYC's kinkiest fucker. Today, I wanted to share a message from Support Werewolf on Twitter, who wrote, "I've really been enjoying your podcast, just finished catching up. Now I'm starting to think there's a lot more I need to explore and learn for myself. Thank you. Your interview with Ben Biddick was one of the funniest. The way you two were just laughing and enjoying your chat was very nice." Oh, thank you. That episode was so chaotic. I am going to have Ben back on. He'll be coming back at some point to actually talk about inflation rather than let me sidetrack him with musicals. Send in your stories, notes, thoughts, problems to thebigtop.pod@gmail.com. That's thebigtop.pod@gmail.com, as well as your questions or suggestions. I love hearing from you. Also, as of this episode, I've decided I want to hear your yays, because I do a yay for the day every week, and it's just hard to come up with one sometimes, but also I want to know what's bringing you guys joy. So send in your yay for the day, and I might read it out on the pod. Also, send in suggestions for a better name than Yay for the Day, because I have never really liked that name, and I think we could call it something cooler, and I need your guys' help with that. As always, please rate and review the podcast, especially on Apple Podcasts. That's where it makes the most difference. And without further ado, today the circus returns to New York City, and I invite you to join me as we go under the Big Top.
Keep saying your thing. I keep saying my thing, but we're both just talking at the same time. We'll get to the same point eventually.
Yeah, or like, you just, I know that I'm being inappropriate. Like, I know that I need to shut up and stop talking over you. So don't worry about that. You just go. You just go, man. I'm going to go back to California soon, and I can't wait to whip out my Cali accent, because everyone makes fun of me now because I sound more American, because I've been trained to say things like water. Gnarly, bro.
Do they really say that in California?
Dude, yeah.
No, they do not.
Narnar. Oh my god, yes. Like, my partner's family are from Santa Cruz. They're beach hippies. Like,
oh, I see.
Yeah, it's proper like gnarly, bro. It's a lot of that. And oh, wow. Now that inflection has, yeah, it's, you know, it's ruining my life. So,
is it?
No, I just
no.
I like to complain. And I don't have a lot to complain about because life is okay right now.
Because life is pretty okay. I feel the same way.
It's okay right now. There's a lot that I'm like, that's happened that I'm like not dealing with. And so maybe I need to, you know, get back in therapy.
Right. I feel the same way. And then it's like, well, or I could just keep going.
Until I drop.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I did sort of, I hope he doesn't listen to this. I did sort of blow up at a friend of mine recently. We've like kissed and made up, and it's all very good. And I'm glad that I voiced my disgruntlement, but I really let him have it, and I think I went a little too far.
I can feel the a really similar thing with me and my best friend bubbling up.
It was very so. Tyra, I've never yelled at.
I have never yelled at a girl like this.
Yeah. Yeah,
when my mother yells at me like this, it is because she loves me.
Yeah, it was that. That was what I could feel. I really felt a bit ridiculous afterwards, but I really let him have it. I really sort of laid in. Went real, like, below the belt, real personal stuff, really just tore him to shreds.
Sometimes, sometimes you have to.
I didn't, it wasn't that bad. I got very angry and I was like.
I will say, if I get really upset with somebody, I almost always start below the belt.
Oh, great. Mm-hmm. This is going to go swimmingly for me.
Well, I'm not, why would I be upset at you?
I'm a cunt.
Besides, what if I was like, besides this and this and this?
Besides all these ways in which you've personally attacked me.
Yes, yes.
I would like to
directly and indirectly, yep. Mm-hmm. As a person and as a group. Yeah, yeah.
You've actually just come onto the podcast to publicly shame me in all the ways that I've wronged you.
Well, I like the idea that you would still post that podcast anyway.
Oh, that's been a long-standing tradition. I don't post everybody else's mistakes because that would just be mean. Like when people are like, I don't know if I want that aired. That's fine. It's gone. Nothing gets aired that we don't want shared. But like seriously, everything that that just blurts out my mouth, I'm just like, fuck it. Cancel me. Go for it. I just put it out there.
Yeah.
I'm not here to be perfect.
I don't feel okay.
And I'm not saying you're not as brave as me if you, you know, don't do that, but.
Well, it's not about being brave. It's that.
No, it's about being stupid.
It's that I'm not kind enough to, like, I think you handle things in a really kind way. I don't do that.
That's very generous of you to think.
But you do. I've seen it happen on Twitter.
Shut up.
Whereas, like, when people.
Don't tell people. I have a reputation.
When people tried to cancel me, when people were upset that Kenzo and I used like AI generated art on our poster for an event, I was like maybe this 1 millimeter away from just DMing all the people who had an issue and telling them what is what and asking them for their art credentials and what their life is like and what their jobs are and where they get off on telling me what art is and is not.
I'm very glad that I wasn't a part of this discourse because I don't think I would have been on the same side as you.
Well, I mean...
But I'm an artist. That's to be expected.
But we had an artist do the rendering for us.
Oh, what do you mean?
Like we asked an ABDL artist who does random... I mean, they don't always do like AI art, but they were like, oh, I'd like the opportunity to like do some fun stuff with it. And so we were like, sure, if you want to mock something up for our poster and we can use it on our poster.
Interesting.
But everyone was like, I can't believe you would go against the community like this. And I was like, go against the community by asking an ABDL artist to make art for us. Sure.
Well, yeah. I mean, I am also a bit like, what is that? I have so many questions. Why, if you're an artist, would you... Anyway, never mind.
Well...
Oh my God, are we going to fight?
No. This is, I mean, I could...
Yes.
I could be swayed either way. And I can argue for and against anything because I'm argumentative.
Sure. If you actually want my real hot... Not hot take, but like opinion. It is just... It's not that I'm, I think technology is like an awesome thing and blah, blah, blah. And it's really, really cool what we can do. Great. All these things. The problem is the model of it. It's not just squeezing artists out. It's that it is trained on people's work that they don't get anything from. So it's all randomly generated by just taking artists' work and randomly mixing it together to create.
Sure. No, I know exactly what it is and what it does. Yeah.
So it just, like, in that sense, it is just that instead of the labor that an artist would put into it and get paid for, companies just put a prompt into an AI machine which spits out something which oftentimes as well will either have mistakes or be a bit weird or just wouldn't be what, like, somebody who made it would, like, you know, because it's a computer trying to translate.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And
yeah.
It'll improve, blah, 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 blah. I didn't used to be able to do eyes and fingers and now it's better at those. But, like, still, it is just kind of like, whatever. Anyway, that's not what I didn't bring you here to roast you.
Well, you're not roast. Here's the thing.
But we can.
If a company doesn't want to pay you, they're not going to pay you and they're not going to hire you. Doesn't matter.
Right. But it's the companies that would, especially in smaller communities like, who was it who used, was it Indie Dreamworld?
Yes.
Did you see that fucking thing?
But they were never going to pay an artist to do it. That's the thing. They also never going to do it.
But then what was going to be their poster? Like, I mean.
Well, great question.
Right, like, what was your poster gonna be?
It was going to be shitty clip art that was also for free and probably stolen from an artist.
Didn't they used to pay artists?
I'm sure they did, but they didn't have any money after last year's Dreamworld.
Oh, I don't know anything about that. I can't wait. Oh, girl. I can't wait. Did you throw a slur at me earlier? We don't have to keep this in. I don't know but I just really let that slide. Oh my god.
Yeah,
so...
I did. Am I not allowed to? Do you not do that over in your area?
Well,
we call everybody a faggot here.
Interesting.
When you're out at the club dancing, you're like, it's full faggotry tonight.
We do a lot of cunt, and I wonder if that's the same
vibe. Oh, it's, well, we do a lot of cunt too, but it's the same vibe.
Yeah, okay, so fine, fair. I just felt very like, I didn't know if I felt included in something or if I felt called out, but I feel special, thank you.
No, it's a little bit of both, right?
Awesome.
It's like when you talk about your musical theater background.
Okay, so this is what...
But this is what we have in common. Here's the thing, because I did my homework. We have a lot in common.
Oh, God. I'm so afraid to find out. So, yeah, you did actual homework. You did homework. And I'm now scared because you've gone and listened to this podcast. That, yes, I have to listen to the episodes when I edit them. But once it's out there. And I don't remember what happened. I tell the same 5 stories over and over.
It's
so
true.
I'm scared to know what you've dug up.
Well, I also went and to your live Capcom recording. So...
Oh, that was fun.
You can hear me laughing in the background, I'm sure.
That was super fun. I really love that one.
Yeah, it was something.
Yeah, I mean, there's an element... Yeah, okay, I'll take it. There's an element of chaos to this whole endeavor that has really, I feel like... Last week, I literally just recorded myself talking to myself in the car.
Yeah, that was a great episode.
Thank you. I
loved it.
Got some feedback on it that was like really, really kind. And I was kind of like, oh. Because I wanted to do like a more professional like NPR like on the street thing. And then I, you know, forgot.
Yeah. So because I have like really severe main character syndrome, I was like, now what if I was also in the car with him holding the microphone and directing the whole thing?
Oh my god, no, that's like what
Which
I wanted to be.
My dream come true, yeah.
Oh my god, no, that's what I wanted to be, because my whole kind of, the podcasts that I love the most are the ones where it feels like I'm listening to my friends talking, and I'm yes. just not saying anything. So like, I wanted it to feel like, hey, we're all just sitting in the car, you know?
Yeah, I'm totally with you.
What else? What? Now I feel like you have dirt on me.
I don't have dirt. I just have similarities between us.
Oh, right. Yes. Sorry. You said something very neutral and I interpreted it as an attack.
As a negative. Yeah. Maybe you should go back to therapy.
Yeah. Maybe we need to sort of just like unpack that. That sounds important. Fuck.
Well, we both have a theater education.
Oh, don't remind me.
Okay. I know. I'm still paying for mine.
Oh, really? Oh.
Yeah, that's how it works in the United States. But we also both, I think what the main thing that I think is common between us is that we both approach kink and fetish and sex the same way, in that like it's for fun and for pleasure.
Mm, totally.
And that is always, that's actually always where I've connected with you the most. Just reading your posts and seeing your tweets and being like, oh my God, somebody totally gets it. It's all a big joke and we're all laughing.
Hell yeah. Okay, so I think it must have been Max. I'm pretty sure it was Max. It was definitely Max. I had him on like season 1
mm-hmm.
and he was talking about you and Kenzo, and he was like singing your praises and saying, you know, you've had such a big impact on the NYC ABDL community and the ABDL community at large and blah, 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 blah. And that was also such a great episode. I think we talked about lurking. I think it's literally called like lurking is important or something.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, it was whatever. And I didn't know you back then. So he was like, oh, you know, if you ever talk to him, like, you know, blah, blah, blah. And then I did. And I was like, I have to have this person on because you do a lot. And I also think there is people. I'm mm-hmm. currently in the middle of an ADHD assessment and it's mm-hmm. just making me hyper aware of like how my brain works. Oh my God.
I mean, I have the assessment already for you. So would you like me to print it out?
Everybody has already told me what they think, but I need the diagnosis. I know.
You need the diagnosis for the medication.
Dude, if this, like, well, because even if it's not ADHD, which everybody says it is, but even if it's not, it is something. And it is just like, I'd love to be able to focus. Mm-hmm. Anyway, can't even remember what I was saying. But it was something about
it was going to be something nice about me, so you better remember. You said, okay, you do a lot. And then you had a separate thought, and then...
You do a lot.
I do.
We're going to talk about that. This is the episode we're going to talk about that. But wait, you do
you
a lot.
You talk about that every episode.
No, I haven't told the story yet. Wait, oh, did I?
What story? You at Capcom?
Yeah, because I was waiting for my friend Lucky to come back on the pod because he wants to talk about gross stuff. But I'll tell the story now. I'm not waiting.
Okay. Oh, okay.
I'm not waiting for that, bitch. Oh, I got it. Totally got it. Next. All right. Yeah, sorry. So, people have messaged me to say things like, you seem to be doing so much all the time and you seem so confident and you seem so like, you know what you're doing. And I'm like, I don't think you understand how crazy it is for me to hear people say that. Like, living it is one thing. Like, that is not my perception of myself and how I'm sort of doing in life. And I don't think people understand that, like, I used to be unbearably shy. I couldn't talk in social groups. And that's not to say that I wasn't very, like, loud or outspoken in other settings. But, like, in groups of people, I was so nervous and so afraid and so unsure of myself and all these things. So to be, like, openly confident about who I am and that kind of thing, and then also to be vocal publicly, and then also to be, like, actually doing things that are visible in the community, which, you know, I wouldn't say I'm doing a whole lot. I'd say a lot of that just funnels into this podcast, and it's more about talking with other people who are doing things. But my perception of you is that it's like you seem to be everywhere, know everyone, know what you're doing, have this like confidence that is so aspirational. And kind of like, is that how you do you, like, where does that come from? Or do you not even feel like that's the case?
It's so not the case. Of course it's not the case, because it's not how anyone works. Now I will say,
right, that is an illusion, right? Like, I'm not crazy.
Yes, it's a full illusion. Yeah exactly. That's a full illusion. So like, if I walk into a room of people, I'm getting goosebumps. I can guarantee you that, like, if you were like, okay, who's your friend in the room? I will be like, everyone in this room hates my guts. None of them want me here. Yeah. They all would rather I jump off of my fifth floor apartment and die. Yeah. And so...
And wouldn't notice.
No, wouldn't notice, wouldn't care. Yeah. Would, in fact, have a parade because finally they've rid the world of me.
Yeah.
And so...
And we would.
And you would, right? So my goal is always like, okay, I have to make every person in the room like me.
Oh God, so exhausting.
It is exhausting.
But I seriously don't get that from you, because I, my whole life was such a people pleaser, and I actually love feeling very free from that and shaking that off, and it creeps back in. But being in a room with you, I mean, how many times have I even done that? I don't know.
Twice. Well,
yeah, maybe. But like, my impression has always definitely been very much like, oh, that person is like cool, calm, confident, knows who his friends are, is like open, friendly. I don't know. It's very interesting to me that nobody seems to feel that way. And I think maybe there are a couple of people who feel that way, but those people are kind of like, I don't know, psychopaths. Like, those are not the people that
those are the people that everyone, when they leave the room, everyone's like, actually, like, thank God they finally left.
Yes. Yeah. No, for real. Like, it's never the people that people say nice things about.
Right. And I'm really purposeful about the way I interact with people. It is pretty calculated. Like, my goal isn't to please other people. It is to be friends with everybody in the room.
Sure, yeah.
Doesn't have to be a group level, but on a separate level, I'll have at least one, like, one-on-one situation with anyone in the room.
Oh, for real. One-on-one is where I feel like I shine.
Yeah, it's where, I mean, the secret is that's where everybody shines.
Everybody listening just rolled their eyes and went, No,
because people don't understand that, like, what you win people over one by one, not as a full group.
I also feel like it's, you know, maybe it's sort of people pleasing, but it's also why I'm so conflict averse, because my instinct is befriend, de-escalate, apologize. Mm. And so this like big blow up that I had at my friend, there was a part of me that was really proud of myself, even though I also was a bit like, okay, sorry I yelled. But I don't know. I feel like, especially I think in kink, it is really surprising how the most confident seeming people are actually not. And I guess it makes sense. I mean, we all we're bound by this shared experience of like thinking we're fucking weirdos.
Yeah. And just whatever other self-hate you have that bubbles up to the surface whenever you meet somebody new is like meeting you. I'm like, okay, just one more person with a platform to hate me. This will be so exciting. I can't wait to walk into the room and have you and Newsies at the same time just go, we hate you, we hate you. Like, that's in my head, that's what happens.
Yeah, no, I totally get that feeling. Also, it's scary to admit because I don't want to admit that I'm kind of scared in a way to meet people, to meet you, to be like, I don't know how this person's going to react to me. And if they're just kind of like, ugh. And that's the other thing, I will read neutral as negative instead of neutral.
Right, and I try to play neutral because I have a super intense bitch face. And so it's like, if I'm not like, wee, happy, happy, then I just look upset.
This is why I used to do drugs.
What kind of drugs?
Did I used to do?
But there's so many people rave. They'd like to go to raves. They're not going sober to a rave.
True. Although some people do, and I find that very fascinating. Well, maybe not rave.
I go to circuit parties sometimes, and I'm fairly sober, and I just am like, I don't think I get it. And then there's like clearly the people rolling, and you're like, oh, I get it.
I don't know. I've been going, I don't go out a lot. It's just not my vibe. But when I have, like recently I went, I've been talking about this because this is like my one night out all year.
Can I just say the episodes that I've listened to all included stories about times you went out. What do you mean you don't go out?
No, to like fetish events, but I don't like clubbing. Like I'm not an unts boy. I'm more of like a sit down with a beer boy. And like, I want to have my bedtime. And so I went to this like unts queer rave and I was kind of like, ugh, this is not my scene. And I was drinking, but I loved being, I was so fine with not being high and everybody else is. And I was actually really, really chill about it. A few years ago, that would have been, I felt really out of place or I felt really weird about it.
Yeah, I prefer to indulge in like the letting loose. And so for me, when I go to something like that and I don't have the most fun as I possibly could have, I feel like I've wasted my whole night.
Why
did I go out if I was not going to have any fun? Why did I bother?
Well, that's the other thing. It's like, I hate prescribing the expectation of fun because every time I have the best night is when I didn't expect it. And every time I've been like, this is going to be so great.
Yeah.
I've then sort of been disappointed because obviously it's not going to go exactly how I... Okay, so right after this, I'm going to bleep this out.
Yeah.
I'm about to have fun. Like right after this.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously they are rave person.
Yes.
Like this is actually, I think I'm probably going to get some insights that I haven't considered. But he also, I'm going to bleep this out, wants to do fucking dope. Let's fucking do it. So we're doing it like right after this. But yeah, I think that'll be interesting because I want to know more about that life because that is just so... Thing is, okay, so I started really young and it was very much a thing of, you know, and it's also part of it is British culture. You start a lot of things young here. If you're sort of kinky, weird, queer, anything like that is so inviting because it's like, I can just turn my brain off. And so it was like an escape for me that I also kind of felt socially pressured into. And so it wasn't until I was like 20 that I was like, I hate clubbing and I don't have to do it. I knew that I didn't enjoy it very much, but I thought I kind of had to do it and make it fun. And that the way I would make it fun is just like completely lose my mind. Hey, speaking of, do you know what just popped into my head? Because that's how my brain works. I just remembered when I was talking to Max way back when, your Twitter was suspended, I think.
Oh, God. Yeah.
I just went through that with Instagram and they completely deleted it. So now I don't have anything on it. And they actually suspended me again 5 days into reclaiming the account.
Oh, my God.
And then took that off. It just means I have the constant threat of, I almost am like, what's the point in posting? Because it's like, you're just going to delete all my shit.
Yeah.
Did you get to recover your account or did you have to start again as well?
No, I got to recover. So I have two Twitters. One of them is for like super fetishy stuff and the other one is just for like active, like sexy stuff. That is non-fetishy.
So interesting that those things are separate from you. I need to know more.
Well, I found... Okay, so what's sexy stuff? That just normal, like vanilla sexy.
Oh. Oh, you
so
do that.
It's a lot of my ass. It's a lot of my me and Nafong.
Got it.
That's that one. But like, I found that people in New York City specifically that I would like want to hook up with from Twitter just wouldn't talk to me or would block me because they're not into diaper fetish stuff. So I just made a whole separate account and it's great and it works out well. But now those like same people try to reach out and are like, hey, want to hook up? Hey, want to do a collab? And I'm like, no. But so I had two accounts and Twitter suspended both of them for like 4 months at least.
But why?
They said it was because of a banner or a header photo or a profile photo. But I think my profile photo was like, it just wasn't like that inappropriate in comparison to so many things that I'd seen.
What's inappropriate on Twitter?
Precisely. But this was before Elon took over, right?
Oh.
So I was, and then they were like, no, this is a permanent ban. Yep, straight up just permanently banned because of something. So I was like, if this is a profile or a header photo issue, why don't you just tell me to change the photo? Something that is really easy.
That's what I had with, Instagram as well, because they said your posts are inappropriate. And I was like, well, just tell me which ones and I'll take them down.
Yeah.
No, they wouldn't let me.
No.
They wouldn't even talk
to me.
And
then you're like, okay. So this is not a joke. I sent an email every single day to Twitter and was just like, I don't understand why this is happening. I don't understand why I'm still this. I don't understand why I'm still that. And finally, Elon took over and both of my accounts were unsuspended.
That's so dumb. Oh my God, Elon saved you.
Isn't that the worst part of the whole thing?
That's the
worst.
Oh,
that's
God.
The worst part of the whole thing is like he, yes.
Oh. See, I tried to do this to Instagram and they say, oh, we got rid of our complaints department, so we don't have any complaints, which doesn't mean you don't have complaints. It just means you're not taking them.
Correct.
And so, yeah, there was no one I could talk to about. I couldn't raise a ticket with anyone. And the appeal system just didn't work. If I click the button, just nothing happened.
The appeal system just doesn't work.
Well, I don't know if it's like they put a ban on me in such a way that I wasn't able
probably.
To appeal it. But it's just like, why is none of this transparent? Why? And of course, there's a whole big thing about their targeting queer artists, they're targeting anyone with kink or fetish as a hashtag, blah 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 blah. The puritanical, like, whatever. There's a lot of bullshit going on the internet and it's very, very fucking annoying. But
yeah,
I'm glad you managed to get that back because that follower account is scary. Like, imagine.
Yeah.
I mean, it frightens me. Because I get stressed by numbers. Like, my inbox already is too stressful for me. Like, not that I am, like, ignoring people. I just want to give everyone my attention. So I get through it at my own pace, and it, like, stresses me out to see numbers creep up. So
that's wild. See, like, no one talks to me on the internet.
What?
Yeah. People are always, like, I'll get messages that
have
are, like...
Have you turned it off?
No, I'll just get messages that are like, I know your inbox is so full, but I just want to let you know I really like this photo or something like that. And it'll be like, I'm like, my inbox is never full. People don't really message me on Twitter or like anywhere.
Maybe people just think my inbox isn't full. They're like, you're free.
No, I think you're just more approachable because you have a podcast, so people listen about your life and they think that they know you.
Oh, actually,
they're more likely to message you.
That's really great, though. Like, I'm not trying to discourage people from messaging me because I really like talking to people. It's just that I am a kind of neurotic with, like, I hate picking up the phone and I hate replying on not on my own time. Like, literally this episode with Lucky, I don't even remember what we talked about, but I think we talked about this, how like our text thread is like, sometimes he'll say something, a month later I'll respond to that thing. And then 3 months later he'll respond to that. You know, it's just like,
yeah,
I don't know.
And you're like, look at these two ADHD bitches having a conversation.
It really is. It really is.
The thing that I really missed the most having my account shut down was communication with a community. And like, I didn't realize what a driving force that was for me just in life in general. But I was like, oh my God, I'm not sure I really have friends outside of this stupid little app.
You do.
And like, I do, but really not in the same way. I find that a lot of the people I connect with the most do not live in New York City.
Oh, yeah. No, completely.
And so I'm like, those people are really special to me. And I don't get to see their lives happen like through a text thread on my phone, even though I have their phone number, right? I watch their lives happen on Twitter. And just like meeting new people too, which is my favorite thing to do. Mm. So like being able to receive a message or message somebody that I don't know is really important to me.
Yeah, I'm with you. I also, since my Instagram got, I was using that a lot more than Twitter. And then when that got suspended, I actually realized, I finally, it sounds so cheesy, but I finally found the love for Twitter. Like, as in, you know, I was not a social media person and people were saying, oh, you just have to... You have to learn to love it, you know, because otherwise you're just going to hate it forever. And I hated it for a while. And then I finally did.
What did you hate about it?
I've never been a social media person. I don't like being online. I don't spend a lot of time doing it. I don't think my thoughts are that interesting. I'm not that interested in like especially seeing what my vanilla friends are doing. I was just never interested in that. And I only really did it when I started doing art and engaging with the community. And I don't know, it's just never been. I also don't like feeling that I'm expected to be contactable at all times. As I said, I like to turn off, like switch off. My phone is never not on silent, and it is often not in my hand. It is in another room. Like, I just put it down. You know, and things run in the background. So sometimes people are like, oh, you're online, and I'm like, I really wasn't. Or like,
yes, when you have Grindr on and you see like, okay, this is annoying to me, when it's like four messages that are like, hey, are you there? And then you're like blocked, and then you're
people
like,
do that,
why do you, oh yeah, they're like, oh, you just don't respond. That's hilarious. I'm like, I'm you think I just sit on Grindr the whole day?
Yeah,
and wait.
Well, they probably assume that you have like a notification.
I don't have notifications on for like anything.
Why would I ever?
Because people bother me. I'm like,
too
don't
many
bother
apps.
Me
it's like, I don't want to be bothered. I mean, I have Recon. And that they need to figure out a way to incentivize people to stop doing this. Already this week, I've had two or three messages, sometimes in a row, from profile not found. And it's like, oh, cool profile. And then they're gone. And it's like, what was the fucking point in making an account, messaging me, and then before I've had a chance to respond, deleting your account? Like, it baffles me.
Well, I think that also means they may have blocked you.
Why? Like, I've not been online.
Yeah, but
that's
I feel
the same thing.
I have that too all the time. And it's like people who I've also talked to for like more than a year, and they're just like, hey, how's it going? Haven't talked to you in a while.
Boom, gone. Found. I'm so...
Where did you go?
The psychology of it, because I've never done that with anything. There are a lot of people who sort of binge purge, and I've never done that.
No, I've never done like... I've never been like
to
that
me,
either.
To me, it's more stressful to like have to make a new account. Oh my God, can you imagine? Like, making this new Instagram is already so stressful to me. But I guess to them, it's more stressful to like... They want to get away from that world. I get it. You know, we're all different, but I just I don't know. I can't even remember now.
It's
okay. The Grindr thing with the people who expect you to be online.
Oh, people expect you to be online. Yeah.
I just don't. Period. That's why I don't like social media. Sorry. That's it. I just all of those things. And so when I finally like stopped caring what people actually thought, and I stopped getting suckered into, you know, meaningless arguments with what were probably bots. I don't know. I just started to enjoy Twitter. I just like posted shit that I thought was funny whenever I thought of it. And I would talk to people and I would engage with the community. And I was like, oh, okay. And then I actually started to like it. So it made me realize if I lost my Twitter, it would have been actually a bigger thing for me than the Instagram. But oh, also, do you know what? I'm not as well versed in the diapers as a lot of people.
Okay. First of all, I don't think that's true, but continue.
No, as in like, I don't know that, like, people are like, what's your favorite diaper? And I'm like, I don't know. Like, I haven't.
That's because here's the difference. And I can't say that on record. I can't say this on
record. Yes, you can. You can say it.
No.
We'll take it out if it sucks. I'll bleep it.
I will not be recorded. Say, yeah, okay.
What? Say
okay.
It.
Do not post this.
We're not here to be perfect.
The difference is.
I can't believe you said that. No. You're.
It's okay.
No. That's just true. I think it's really cool and I think it's really interesting, but it is also true. And I never want to talk about it in a way that's, you know, I don't want people to say it the wrong way. So I will bleep that out. But like, I'm totally with you. I just think for me, it's never been something that has grabbed my interest in the sense that like, I don't know, the diapers themselves were never the thing for me. And so I saw the new Camelot designs and I, you know, don't care. However, I remember I was working at Playtime when the fucking Little Kings came out and people were like, oh my God. And I was like, what? It's a lion. Who gives a fuck? You know, and they were like, oh my God. And then this brand like totally copied Bluey. And I was like, I don't know what that is, but I can't admit that to my boss. You know,
right. But even as an artist, you don't
well, this
have...
is the thing. So then I saw the Camelot and I went, hold on one second, please.
And you said, I have a note.
I said, excuse me, what is this? And it, like the side-by-side comparison, the originals are so well drawn and they look so awesome and they're cute as fuck. And it's totally the kind of thing I would draw. And I was also thinking like, how is it that you would downscale to, I don't know what this clip art is, but also like, is it because the deal you had with the artist was that they like rented the design for a year and now they can't use it anymore? Like, did you not purchase that design for your product? Like, why are you using this? And I literally, and here's the funny part, I messaged the ABU boys saying, I heard you guys are looking for someone to redesign your Camelots. And they were like, uh-huh, Tyka Bulls, babes, Tyka Bulls. And I was like, oh, yep.
Yeah.
Sorry, yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, but I actually, I'm not going to say what they said, because they said something funny, but I don't want to get them in trouble. It's not
sure.
It's not troublemaking, but just in case.
Well, who doesn't like to make a little trouble?
Right. I just also, they sponsored this podcast and I fear their wrath.
Yeah. Yeah.
What would they do to me? Throw me in the diaper pail? Oh, no. I've become so disgusting. And we're going to segue into that.
Okay.
Okay. I want to talk about how disgusting I am, but I want to pose two questions to you before I do that.
Ooh. Okay.
How did you get into ABDL? Because I want to know if you're one of the lifers or if you're like me.
I think I'm a lifer.
Straight out and yeah. Wanted to get straight back in.
Yes. I mean, there are many instances in my childhood where I can remember being like, I would prefer to be in diapers. But I also like, I saw it on the internet while I was searching for porn and just was like, oh, this is totally it.
Where the fuck did you find ABDL?
I don't know. I was probably, because I really liked piss and I was like, so that must have led me somewhere in a search bar.
So you were already into piss?
I was already not vanilla. I don't know where I got rewired and when, but I've never been vanilla.
I mean, same, but just you ever. Like sex.
Just ever. Yes.
So
yes.
You're a paradox.
What do you mean? I like sex and that's vanilla?
You've never been vanilla and yet you also like to engage in vanilla sex.
Yeah.
I've never been into vanilla sex.
I think a lot of the things that I say and a lot of things that other person is saying are maybe not vanilla during our vanilla sex. Right? It doesn't have to include a fetish item for it to be kinky. It's still like, oh yeah, I'm a fucking pussy ass bitch. Mm. Fuck me like a dumb whore.
Interesting.
I don't think that's vanilla.
Really? I don't know.
You think that's vanilla? I think vanilla sex is just like, we're having sex and it feels really good.
Do people do
I
that?
I hope. Just have sex. Just
holding hands.
Quietly.
Brisk missionary love.
Instead of like, you know, slapping me across the face.
I mean, I think choking's a bit vanilla. Well, nowadays it's interesting what is and isn't considered vanilla, because also, especially, you talk to the gays and the gays are like, yeah, you want to sniff my dirty socks, bro? And that's like, that's not even, that's like vanilla. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Whereas straight people, I think just the communication isn't there. I was talking to my straight kinky friend and he was showing me a video of this straight party. And it was like a school disco. It was girls on one side, boys on the other, and no one's talking. It was so weird. Like nothing's happening. No one's talking. Communication is like not as good. What is and isn't possible is like me. And I'm like,
well, as Ursula once said, never underestimate the power of body language.
True, but also
but straight people don't know how to talk with their bodies the way that queer people do.
Well, it's also queer people have had to learn how to communicate with each
precisely.
Other quickly, effectively, and in the most quietly. Subtle way. Yeah, quietly. So, yeah. I mean, I kind of love it for them that it's like, challenge for you. That must be different. But also like when Torture Garden's the best event you have, that's sad.
I don't know what that is.
It's an event here in London and it is like,
okay,
it's sort of where you'd go. It's I would consider it sort of like the happy clappy Christian camp of kink. You know what I mean?
Sure.
It's like girls in like PVC bras and then like every other boy will have like a harness over a t-shirt.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, oh my god.
Did you go to the dark room at Capcom?
No. Well, I did it. I did the year before and I swiftly left.
I did go back
to change someone's diaper and everybody was like staring because they were like, wow, something's happening in here.
Wow.
What the fuck was that? A conference room where you have to go through the most patronizing kid course on like the most insane basics, which are all like handled by people who don't know what they're talking about, for them to sit like lifeguards because there's no privacy in what's supposed to be the private area, watching you have sex and telling you what your safe word is going to be. And if they hear it or if they don't, but they don't like something, they will come over and interrupt your scene and stop what's going on and ask if everyone's okay and then go back to their lifeguard chair and stare at you and you're expected to continue your scene. Like that just didn't happen. What how are these people like 11 years in and they don't know how to run a fetish event? I want to talk about CAP, but not necessarily CAP as a whole. I mean we can do that, but I wanted more to talk about what I got up to than the event itself, because
say it was my first time at CapCon.
Well, it was my last.
So while I'm aware, and you and I had very different opinions on how things I would not say very different. I would say,
did you pay for the VIP package?
I think so.
And received
I actually think Max did the VIP package. I don't remember how that works.
Well, you basically got nothing. nothing. You just got less of your money left. Okay, wait, I wanted to ask you two questions.
Yes.
One was how you got into ABDL, which it just turns out you were always a pervert. Cool.
Well, yes, I've always been a pervert. I definitely specifically remember that I always just wanted to pee wherever I wanted to.
Interesting.
And not have to go to a bathroom.
So it's out of laziness and convenience that you're a pervert.
I would say it's out of don't tell me what to do. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh. So you're just a brat from day one.
That is true. That is straight out of the womb. Even being, I was a C-section, right? Even trying to get me out of the C-section,
you were like, not
I was like, yes, I was like, I'm not having this. Fair. My cold dead hands.
And I will piss whatever the fuck I want.
Everywhere.
Okay, so my second question was that on your Twitter, let me get it up. You refer to yourself as...
Oh, boy.
Well, you know, we're playing, calling each other out. You refer to yourself as NYC's kinkiest fucker. Is there really anything I'm not into at this point? Now, in light of whose show you're on, care to comment further? do you think that's true? And please explain to me the ways in which you're into everything.
Yeah, I don't really limit myself based on what I'm into. Right. I approach it like whatever it is, I can be into it, I think.
You can find the fun.
Yes. I'm always, because no matter what, it'll be a new experience. And that's what I care about the most is like something new, something exciting, something I haven't experienced yet. Like being a clown, I've never experienced that. That doesn't mean I'm not into it. Mm-hmm. But like where you, okay, here's another really big similarity between you and I, a dress up aspect to a kink is like a costume. I mean, that makes sense for me when you know what I do for a living, but like putting on a costume, or it doesn't even matter what the element of fun is. It's just like, oh, I get to put something on and do something stupid. Here
dress
I am.
Dress up and be silly. Yeah, yes. That's my favorite thing. It's Halloween. It's like, I love Halloween costumes. They're so fucking dumb. And she's yes. Thinking. This was literally my way of saying like, so I have a red nose with your name on it.
Yeah, I mean, right. Well, I have a ruff in the closet. It's not colorful. It's very Elizabethan.
That works.
But it is. Yeah.
Hey, I love I thought of myself, you know, as such a rigid person sexually. And so discovering that I can not just enjoy all these things that I never thought I would, like really get in, like I really, really surprised myself with ABDL. I was so not into it and then became so into it. So the fact that I got into pain, which was like a hard limit, that was kind of a thing. And then I was really scared of chastity, did that totally fine. And then I was like, look, the final frontier for me is the brown, okay? It's tough.
I agree.
You know, I just feel brave enough to try it. I just feel ready. And I think I said that in the Capcom live recording.
Yes. Which I actually was listening to that, listening for myself and was like, did I? No, because here's the thing. I don't. Just talk out of turn during a live recording of a podcast, but
that would be inappropriate and rude.
It would be.
And the people doing it
were, in my opinion, inappropriate and rude.
Okay, so I've got you on record saying that. I'm going to have them all as guests next week, and you can explain yourself.
I think you've had them all as guests before.
I haven't had Teddy.
Oh, I understand. I just am like, okay, whatever. That's a whole separate thing.
Yeah, yeah. So you were listening when I said that I think I was ready to get brown pilled.
And you did.
I sure did.
And you did. And you know, there was someone who was not invited to that party.
Everyone was invited.
Oh, uh-huh.
What do you mean? It was a literal open door policy that I advertised on Twitter.
And which door number would that have been? Because I think that's the important part for people to know.
I put the door number on
your tweet.
I literally did. I was like, come to this room.
I know.
So yes. What?
Because I didn't see the tweet.
Right. So
you know what I mean? Like I'd have to have seen the tweet.
Yeah, that is the one caveat to
coming
to
from Mr. I don't like to be online all the time. I'd have to have been online to just see the tweet. Yeah. Right.
But it was like you had a good few hours. Like I think I did it in the morning and it was that evening. So, you know. Anyway, this was like I thought, okay, let's do this whole thing because then we'll do it in a way that I can find the fun and I won't completely hate it. But I did kind of think I would, you know, not enjoy that aspect of it.
But you did enjoy that aspect of it.
Well, here's the thing. I love surprises.
Be honest with me. Be honest with me.
I love surprises. I love being surprised. And the best surprises are when I surprise myself. And when I say surprise myself, oh my God, I surprised myself by how much I enjoyed this. Like, there is video footage of it, obviously. And, you know, we did all the things to make me feel comfortable and, like, to make it fun. You know, I had a group of people crowded around me. And they put me in my, you know, dressed me up as a clown. And then they forced two enemas up me and then padded me and then basically just waited for me to shit myself. And I held it for ages. Like, I just did not need to go. And so then that's when they put the second one in. And yeah, it just came. And I was like,
and so did you. And so did you.
Well, this is the thing. Then they started kind of smushing it. And I was like,
oh my God. Is there a better feeling?
I was so surprised. Yeah. I'm not a sensation-based person. So, like, but I was so surprised by how much that felt very nice. I thought it was going to stink and it didn't. So that was okay. And
well, you probably had enough clothes on over top of it, right?
No, I didn't. I had a onesie.
Oh.
But like, as in just, I didn't really have to go. So it was very like mild.
It's mostly water.
Yeah. But it just felt so nice. Oh, and then I peed. And then I got hard and I was like, well, that's a surprise. And then I was like, oh, I'm kind of enjoying this. That's very surprising. And I kept going because once it starts, you know, takes a while to stop. And I really, really, really didn't think on a good day, it takes me ages to come doing my favorite things. I think the surprise of it was a big element because I was like, oh my God, I'm actually enjoying this thing. And I felt so like, I don't know, weird and filthy. It was like very cool. And I fucking came. I came so hard in that diaper with all those people standing around me, teasing me, rubbing me and patting me.
Yeah.
Smushing me.
And here's another similarity between you and I. It's like the idea that like, an unlimited amount of hands could be touching me at all times is like the hottest thing in the world. Maybe you don't feel that way. Like, but you like when groups of people are around.
I like to be forced and I like to be manhandled. I like to be pinned down.
Yeah, same.
Mm-hmm. That's really cool. I also feel like I give off an aura that people don't think they can do that. And I don't know, maybe I've been in daddy mode for so long.
I just think that's hard to initiate in general.
Yeah,
like,
really hard.
I think people are...
It's really hard to try and find people to do that. Like,
are scared to get rough.
Yeah. But I'm a ragdoll. You can just... Like,
yeah, exactly.
You can just smack me around and like whatever.
Exactly. I mean, the idea that you and I are not going out as Raggedy Ann and Andy is criminal, frankly.
Okay.
Criminal.
Hey, I mean, that sounds like a fucking dream. I want to be Andy. I just want to be
Andy. Obviously, you're Andy.
I just want to be Andy.
And I'm Raggedy Ann. Go ahead.
I have to Google Raggedy Ann, sorry.
I just saw a TikTok of this woman who pretends she's
cool.
Raggedy Ann. And the caption is like, the first time someone tells Raggedy Ann that they're calling her Raggedy Ann. And she goes, Raggedy, my name is just Ann. She goes, who's calling me Raggedy?
That's funny. I would love to do that. Have you seen, I've like reposted it on my Twitter so many times, the mannequin head suits.
The mannequin.
Okay, I will repost.
Like they're like rubber heads.
Yes, black rubber heads that just
molded. Yes.
I did not know how badly I just needed... Basically, on this podcast, I talk about my fantasies in the hope that someone listening will then instigate and do it. I would like someone, please, to force me into one of those suits. Like, get their friends to pin me down, force me into one of those suits, lock me in it, put me in the corner, and I have to fucking stand there all night as a mannequin, and people, like, don't realize that I'm alive until they see my eyes moving, and everybody can, like, grope me. That would be fun.
So, oh my God, I need you to be a mannequin so bad.
Thanks, that's what I need.
Because that's hot for me. I have, like, a very, like, royal princessy vibe for myself, and I just love the idea of having, like, people around who want to, A of all, want to take care of me, but B of all, want to do what I say all the time.
Uh-huh. I would love to be like rope bunnied, like a mannequin.
Yeah.
And, like, literally forced against my will to do whatever you wanted to do.
Yeah, I think you would be really hot as like one of those mannequins, but is holding like a tray of snacks that I just pick at
like
every now and again. Yeah.
Or like a nutcracker. Yeah.
Totally. I like, and you like, go like gagged. Full costume. Well, I think the option is like whatever I want to dress my mannequin is that day. Yes. I don't really know why you're giving me ideas.
Well, I'm just telling you.
Like I don't have them.
I have a bit of a boner. Like I want to be dressed up against my will.
Yeah, and I find that a lot of people are like that. I have like a baby bro here in New York City who loves like I made him like pose for a photo, and I would like I'd be like instead of just telling him how to move, I was just moving him around.
Yes.
And
yes,
he was like, oh my God, it was so hot to be like positioned.
Pose me. Yes, just position me.
And I was like, okay.
And I want some sort of mechanism that locks me in a pose. Like I really want to be on screen or something.
You know? Sure. Yeah, you just want to be like, yeah, okay.
A puppet.
Okay.
I have a full on boner. Anyway.
Good. Good.
Oh, I didn't finish telling you about my shit. So
yeah, literally.
So I came in the wet and messy diaper and I turn to Levi. Oh, do I say it? I turn to my friend and I'm like, we agreed that you would take care of this. You need to now take care of this.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah. I'm not dealing with this. And he's like, yeah, sure. Come on. We're putting you straight in the shower.
Mm-hmm.
We open up that diaper. I was so afraid. It was nothing. It was really nothing. It was fine. It was fine.
Oh, you should see some of mine.
Well.
They're not fine.
Yeah, this
all
was fine.
Not well.
So I was like, okay, well, look, I just didn't really need to go, I guess, and that kind of helped out. This was totally fine. But I enjoyed it so much that the whole day I was like, the rest of the day, evening, whatever, I was like, wow, I really want to shit myself again properly. And so who's in my building? Good old Muscle Bard. And he's Mr. Stinky Poopy Pants. So,
yes.
Well, first Chip comes around. And okay. This was so hot. I think he would like this. I filmed it all. I clowned him up a little bit, gave him a big red nose.
Mm-hmm.
And I had him and Newsy having fun. We put my wet diaper on Newsy's head and cucked him while I fucked Chip.
That's like the no Newsy special.
Yeah. No lube because...
because he's just, a black hole of-
literally like just wet, like open and he was like I think maybe I need and I was like no and then he not in a tool in a bad way but like he was like oh well like I haven't cleaned out or and I was like I don't give a fuck but then it became apparent that like oh wait you know who would love this Mr. Newsy so I sat him down on Newsy who loves fucking messy butts and that happened. So
you're just telling all of, you're just airing his dirty laundry right here.
He airs his own dirty laundry on his own dirty, filthy podcast.
I don't recall him saying, I like to fuck messy butts.
Well, whatever. He's a top now.
Right. He's in his top era.
In his top era. Well, I'm but jealous. So anyway, so then the three of us went to go see the Muscle Bard and he's like plying me with coffee and we're just drinking coffee. And eventually I spilled the beans, I guess you could say.
That was awful.
I know. I thought about it in my head. I was like, that's
spilled
so
the
bad.
Beans?
Well, as in, you the know, coffee like the coffee beans went through my system and then I shat my diaper. That's what I mean.
Yes.
And I didn't come this time, but he did because he loved making me poop. And it was only the second time I did it. So that was
very fun. That's hot.
Yeah. I felt also something very degrading about like, I don't know if he wants me saying all this. I might check before I air it. But like... being sat on the floor in my messy diaper, sucking him off and swallowing his cum, like out of his wet diaper. Like, there was something so degrading about it and so gross and so like literally yesterday, like that time yesterday, that whole thought was quite disgusting to me. And all of a sudden it was like, oh, I kind of love this.
Yeah.
So that was great.
I feel that.
That's my poopy pants story.
I feel that too. I actually, speaking of poopy pants stories, I saved this one for you. I recently did a like bag enema, like the upside, you know, the big red bags that are hanging. Oh my God. It was such a delight.
Much
like you would not believe, like you wouldn't believe.
I think I would.
Filled up with an amount of water that I didn't think would fit inside of my tubes, but they did. Yes, of course. And I thought of you. And so my belly was nice and swollen. And And then, like, there's a portion where it's, like the normal amount of, like, enema that would come from, like, a squeezy bottle. I was like, okay, I have to expel this out right now. So I did. And then the rest of it, like, I just continued on. And the rest of it stayed up pretty well. Put my diaper on. And then I let loose. And, like, a lot came out. And then a couple minutes later, the rest just comes out without like much warning. Like you can tell like, okay, something's going to happen. But then it just is like, oh my God, it's a full, like it's water, but it's like shit water.
Who's taking care of this, by the way? Are you cleaning yourself?
Oh, God. Yes. What kind of, I don't live the life that you live where everyone takes care of you all the time.
Oh, were it not true. Who, me? Little old me?
Yeah.
I'm just an innocent little clown. I don't know what you're talking about.
And so it's me just in my bedroom sitting on all of the puppy pads that could possibly, because one diaper cannot hold all, which is also kind of hot.
That you just, it can't even keep it in. It can't contain you.
Yeah.
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 Disgusting.
That, yeah. Yeah. That I just am like, oh my God, I'm so... But it's one of those, like, it was super embarrassing. It was super...
Because you're a mud bug.
I did not have the control.
Because you're a baby.
Yeah, exactly. It was super hot. But then the cleanup was like, I mean, it took me
forever.
This is
why I'm roping... Like, oh God, floor. No, I'm not doing all that. I'm roping somebody into to that. Thank you very much.
Sorry. Everybody wants to see you. Sorry.
No, like...
Sorry that I don't have a troop of people lining up.
Listen, you could have been part of that troop. You just got to be more available online.
We want, well,
you just have to be what I refuse to be. Mm-hmm. Daddy of Degenerates, exactly. He is so sexy. But like, he likes, but he likes being like daddy clown and then is like into making me poop and then we'll change it. And I want to take lots of advantage of that because, yeah, there is like a caring thing. It's like, I need to take care of you because you shit yourself.
Yeah, that's half of the fun.
This sounds so insane, but like, I don't know how to describe how my brain has completely changed. Like, between day one and day two, I was like, okay, so I'm a completely different person now.
Yeah.
Did you see that?
I just watched it happen.
What the fuck?
What is it? What was it?
Is the ceiling collapsing? Is the ceiling?
No, I think it's...
It's like a piece of... But like from what? A piece of paper just fell on my head.
Barney, it's like what in the world? No, it was like stuck on you and then fell off.
What is that?
It's not a scrap of paper that you were folding up because of your ADHD.
No, I was playing with a magnet.
Oh. Yeah.
Okay. For a second, I was like, "Did that come off of my body? Was that my skin?" I have
no.
You're
good.
I have so much skin to give. Anyway, on that note, hey, I give you actual homework.
Does that mean we're wrapping?
Yeah,
up?
We have to wrap up because
you have. Oh, that's right. You have things to do. So you have other people.
I have other people who are more important and are just like really like they've got loads of followers and they're just like really online and they're like really cool people that I really like talking to. I'm really excited to do this episode. Yes. It'll be cool. Hey, do you want to like surprise him?
That'd be fun. Or loud? I love a surprise. I love a surprise.
I'll let you in for a few minutes.
Okay, but my homework was
to come up with something fun.
What do you call it?
It's a yay for the day. Like it's a rhyme, so it's easy to remember. I know it's not the best name, but
yay.
Okay, actually, here we go. Here's some engaging content for that listeners. Help me come up with a better name of yay for the day because every time I say it, I feel myself cringe slightly. Like that was not. It's just not the most creative thing I could have come up with. And I like said it once as a joke, and then it's just stuck. So,
but don't you think that everyone is out there being like, I need to think about my yay.
Yeah.
For the
okay.
Day as well.
So how about this? Why don't you guys just send me in? Here we go. Every week I'm struggling to come up with them.
People
please
should send you
send
for
in
the
yours because I would love to take a week off coming up with something positive and just read out other people's.
Well, okay, Barney, you're not supposed to take a week off. From thinking of
no, but like I want to hear
things.
Other people's positive things. Like I totally want to hear you be like, "Oh, today was my grandma's birthday, and it was fucking dope because she's cool and old." Or like, "Hey, today I got butt fucked by this guy dressed as a rhino, and like, you know, I called him dad."
Oh my god! Oh my
the
god!
Rhino from Spider-Man.
Oh, It doesn't matter which rhino. It doesn't matter which one.
Just any rhino?
Put a rhino head on.
Okay, I'll get a rhino head. Oof, yeah, okay. No, like, I want to hear...
See, and that's something I didn't know I needed that in my life.
Hey, you're welcome.
Now
you can sit on that horn. Oh my God, a dildo rhino. Anyway, that would be a cool costume. Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm making a costume. It doesn't matter. I'll tell the people later. But my point was, please, people, write into thebigtoptoppod@gmail.com. That's thebigtoptoppod@gmail.com. To fucking give me your yays. I want to hear your yays. And I also want to hear, don't worry about it. I know I said it fast, but I say it in the beginning. So they already know.
Yeah, I was going to say.
thebigtoptoppod@gmail.com. It's easy.
No.
Okay. But like, I want to hear your yays and also suggest a better name for the yay for the day, because good God, I need help.
So I just want you to understand this became homework and a pop quiz.
All right.
Okay. So my
for me?
Yay for the day.
Oh.
No, you just gave me a pop quiz to come up with a fucking name. Sick. My yay for the day is that I went to a park near my apartment that has a little section of the Metropolitan Museum of
You can just
art.
Say Central Park.
And it's not, I don't live by Central Park.
I'm just trying to out your address to people.
No, I don't live near there at all. I don't have money. And they had a plant sale. And so I bought all these little baby plants and they're all doing really well. And that's my
pretty
for
good.
Day.
Keeping something alive, that's pretty good.
Yes. Yes. If not my spirits, my plants.
My cat keeps herself alive. I just sort of feed her every now and again.
Yeah, pets too much.
Plants too
me.
Much for me because I cannot be that attentive to something that's inanimate. It doesn't remind me that it needs looking after. And if it starts to fail, I'm like, why?
You're like, oh,
you
I'm
are
a
disappointing
failure.
Me. Well, no, I'm like, you're a failure, son. The cycle continues.
Oops.
That's a great yay.
Oh my God. Thank you.
I already told you my yay, but it's that I'm about to go to Madrid because, well, you know, I live in a country where I'm sort of exposed to far less sunlight than I really can subsist on. And so I just need, it's me and my friends. We're like in central Madrid. We've got an apartment. It's going to be super fun. But also there are clowns in Madrid. So I'm going to go make some porn.
I'm
going to be like, bye friends for the afternoon and then come back for the evening.
My other suggestion for this section of the topic, this section of the pod, would be good vibrations.
No. Okay. Sorry, I'm just morally opposed to the Beach Boys.
The Beach Boys? Not Marky Mark Wahlberg?
Ah!
Come on. Feel it.
Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch. Oh, God. That's sad.
That's what I'm thinking. We got those good vibrations.
Oh, I was thinking of good vibrations.
Ooh, no.
Good vibrations. She's giving me excitations. Mm-mm. I don't know how much I'm allowed to sing, really, copyright-wise, but...
Oh, right. I think it's 30 seconds.
Cool, then we're good.
Maximum. We're good. Maximum.
I actually lied. I do know exactly how long it is, and it is 30 seconds, because I directed a show at the Edinburgh Fringe, and I made sure all the music was less than 30 seconds.
I made some outfits for a one-man show at Edinburgh Fringe last year.
I once looked at a hedge. What's your point?
That's all. Just one more connection.
We're so similar.
I'm sorry. It's not often I costume design things for Edinburgh Fringe Festival.
That's fun. I'm sorry because that's from the Mighty Boosh and I really should have come up with my own retort. Anyway, I'm starting to make costumes and I'm very, very excited, but I'm still so new to it. So it's taking me a while.
Well, you know who to call.
Do I?
Me.
That was implied.
God
I just
damn
wanted
it.
To upset you.
God damn it.
Yeah, I might do. Oh, actually, let me send you what I'm making. I don't want to tell the people because it might take me a while to make it, but I want you to know. I just need you to know. I need you to understand.
You ought to know.
Alana.
Can I just say, I listened to that episode where you talked about musicals nearly the whole time, and it made me laugh so hard at work.
Aw. Can I tell you something? But I'm going to bleep it out. I'm gonna bleep it out because I don't want that's nobody's business.
I mean, but... sure.
He's great. I love him so much. But that episode was so fucking just chaotic. I'm gonna have him back so that we can actually.
Yeah,
it
was. I almost was like, I have notes.
All of his friends were like, I wanted you to explain inflation to me, and you just didn't.
Correct. You didn't explain anything. Actually.
I didn't let him. Just, okay, I've sent you the...
I see.
That's my design. This is what I want. Yeah, that's what I want to create. And I'm thinking it's quite doable with stretch fabric and...
Yeah, of course.
But yeah, I'm just going to start easy with like this and then...
Okay, this is not an easy start, but I love that for you.
When I say easy, I refuse to do easy. So we're going to do this.
Anyway, yeah, this is great.
This has also been great. And I have another call in 2 minutes, which maybe I'll just keep you around for. But yeah, that's my 8. I'm going to Madrid. I'm going to fuck some clowns and have fun with my friends and be in the sun. So yay. Anyway, Noah Gold, thanks for being on the pod with me today. And I'm kind of giving you a virtual hug.
Yeah, thank you for inviting me. Here's my virtual hug.
I don't like hugs.
You can't really... Consent was key and I did not. No.
So you've come onto this podcast.
Yes.
You've abused my consent. Bye.
Yeah. Which is, as far as I know and the listeners know, is kind of what you like.
It's like literally, I'm so rock hard. Where can people find you online?
On Twitter, you can find me at Diaper Days Haze, which is how you pronounce it, or Noah Gold XXX, depends on what you want to be into.
Dude, I need to follow you, your other one, because I think I only follow...
Yeah, you probably only follow the diaper fetish one.
Well, unless this one is vanilla, in which case...
Well, right, you might not like it as much.
I just typed in Noah Gold XXX and there's nothing.
Well, it's called being shadow banned.
Yes. You're a pussy boy. Oh, that's very cute.
You like it?
It's cute. I like that you're a daddy's boy, but then it says pussy boy, and then I see...
Daddy's boy, pussy boy.
Got it. I see it. Uh-huh. It is just a lot of your butt.
Uh-huh.
And a lot of lingerie and a lot of things going in your butt and a lot of rabbit ears and a lot of cocks in your mouth. Yep. I think a lot of people, and someone's licking your butt and then you're licking someone's penis. Oh, these are very sweet. See, I'm not the right audience for this, but I hope that I'm conveying to people that they should go and follow this because the maid outfit... when I'm like, what you should hear is like, I quite like you in the cage smirking.
Yeah, I have a good smirk.
I also like that you can get your legs quite
higher. Yeah.
That's another thing we have.
Yeah,
in
I can fold them right back behind.
Awesome. Me too.
Mm-hmm.
Again, some of my talents are really wasted on me. I like this man with the mustache. He has a fur penis, a fur bulge. He has a fur coat and a fur...
Oh, Jonah Wheeler?
That's correct, yes.
Are we the wolf and...
Yes.
Little Red? Yeah, that's what you're seeing.
Oh, who's the puppy? This is just... doesn't matter. Oh, what's the Eagle like in New York City? Is it a dive bar?
A dive bar?
The one in San Francisco, the original one. I was so excited to go and I went...
You call that a dive bar?
You have been inside.
Yeah, in San Francisco.
Yeah. It's one room. It's real like nasty.
One room. They have a half of it's outside.
Yeah. Half of it doesn't have a roof is a better way of saying it. And then there's like a little back corridor, which is literally a corridor where like people are like sucking.
Yeah.
It's not what I expected.
What did you expect?
The Eagle in Manchester is like a very grand building and it's very like nice. It's like where you would go. It's like big sofas and like a really nice bar. And then downstairs there's another bar. And then there's club rooms, and then there's playrooms, and then a back bar. Like, it's a big venue, and it's really, really nice. You, like, descend down the stairs. Like, it is lovely to, like, be in and sit in and chill in. And you can, like, sit upstairs and have a drink, and it's well-lit, and it's an old building.
So that's not how ours is. Ours is closer to San Francisco than it is Manchester, but it's 3 floors. The first floor is very vanilla. It's very dancey for the vanilla gays. The second floor is like sex times. Ugh. Yeah, it's annoying. The second floor is like sexy, so like people get a little more like fetishy, or they're like they'll excuse whatever fetishes. And the third floor, there's a rooftop that's open during the summer. So
rooftop is nice. I like a rooftop.
Yeah, you could chill up there. I will say it's not as kinky as it should be or needs to be.
Yeah, so. Sounds to me to be the case. And I mean, the upstairs bar in Manchester isn't exactly, but the downstairs is like Fetish City. There is an Eagle in London, which it's just a pub.
Oh.
Like, it is just a pub. It's just a pub, and it's just average Joe's in an average Joe pub, and I don't know why they haven't fixed that. Anyway,
you're already late.
I'm super late. Me, so. And I got so sidetracked today. I think like looking into getting this ADHD diagnosis has somehow made me worse.
No, it's just made you aware, not worse.
Oh, fuck. That's even worse. Anyway, as always, you can find me online at tstota on Twitter and Blue Sky and the_muckle_stota on Instagram for however long that lasts before they fucking ban me again. Anyway, why don't you stick around and let's surprise my next guest?
Yeah, I'd love to.
Dope. And join us next week to find out who it is as we go under the big tap. Bye.
Bye.
Hey guys, Barney here with a little update. I want to give a quick thanks to AB Universe for sponsoring The Big Top. Taking over production responsibilities has been a huge undertaking, and I'm extremely grateful to have such a fantastic sponsor, whose products I have used for years and can personally vouch for. You can now use my promo code BIGTOP to get 10% off your order at abuniverse.com. That's abuniverse.com. Thanks again to ABU for sponsoring this podcast.